In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560 on this fine Monday. And it is absolutely beautiful outside. A little bit of storm clouds this afternoon, but it is great. And it feels like summer has finally arrived. For some of you, you may not appreciate that. But for those of us that like the four seasons, I being one of those, I am glad the warmer weather is finally here. It seems like it's actually late. I know it's about 90 degrees out right now, but and some of you, again, may not like that, but I'm ready for some warmer weather. So before I get things fired off today, I did learn that today is listener Joe, Jersey Joe's birthday today. So Joe, if you're listening, happy birthday. If you call in later, I'll wish happy birthday again. Got a lot in store for you today. Jarrett Stepman, who is normally with us, could not be today, so we will have him most likely next week instead. And lots of things in the news today that we'll get into as well. And I've got a lot in store for you, not only this first hour, but the second hour. Chuck Bentley will be joining us from Crown Financial. We're going to talk about inflation and what you can do about it. I'm going to also talk about, if we have time in the second hour, in regards to voting technology. And I got a long email from a listener last week that I want to recap and really talk about. It's goes along with a guest that we had last week that we got to talking about this. I think that was late Thursday. And then in the 5 o'clock hour, Kurt Rogers will join us as always for our Monday Mortgage Minute. And then Jason Johnson, he's got some good things to tell us about the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund. He is their president. And we're just going to talk about different things. There was a great response, by the way, to the Facebook post Ann put up earlier today in regards to some things that they're doing and some things that some of you locally have experienced with them. So great testimonial to what Jason and those folks are doing as well. So in news, though, and actually, I just told Charlie this. My son Richard sent me this here just a few minutes ago, actually right about the time I was getting ready to get things dialed in to go on air today. The pipeline ransom money, so the whatever it was, Charlie, was paid in Bitcoin. It was roughly $4.4 million, I want to say, or so in Bitcoin. That was the ransom money that was paid to get the computers unlocked and get the pipeline back up and running and so on. That was the Colonial Pipeline. The Justice Department, it's been announced that they have recovered the majority of that multi-million dollar ransom that was paid to those hackers. The operation to recover the cryptocurrency from the Russia-based hacking group is the first undertaking by a specialized ransomware task force created by the Biden administration Justice Department and reflects what U.S. officials say is an increasingly aggressive approach to deal with ransomware threat that in the last month has targeted critical industries around the world. So by going after an entire ecosystem that fuels ransomware and digital currency, we will continue to use all of our tools and all of our resources to increase the cost and the consequences of ransomware attacks and other cyber-enabled attacks, as Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco. So it sounds like they've got the majority of that recovered. How did they? I have no idea. And I did not watch Bitcoin today to see if it went up or down accordingly. There are rumors out there that because of these sorts of things, the Justice Department may talk about international sanctions on Bitcoin and things along those lines. Whether or not they can do any of those things, folks, that's way out of my pay grade. Jordan Goodman will join us tomorrow, America's Money Answer Man. He may know some things along those lines, but just a case in point, that money, or the majority of, has been recovered by the Justice Department. I think of that as good news, frankly. I would rather see us get to the point as a country, and we've talked about this some, we talked about it even last Thursday, what I'd like to see us get to is really get to a point where our network and our structures in this country are such that those hackers can't do that. You know, the ransomware and so on just doesn't even happen in the first place. Now, maybe that's a pipe dream on my part, and it sounds like there's some very, very, and I get it. These hackers are intelligent. This is what they do. It's all they do. They know all the back doors. They feed off of this stuff, and I get it. But I also know there are ways to, you know, really, how should I say this? Isolate some of those big hitters from the common, ordinary folks that are out there that are trying to do this as well. And I just, again, I wish that we were more secure across the country, because I can guarantee you that as much as I'm sitting here talking to you on air today, that we have got countless industries that are very vulnerable to these sorts of things, because in a lot of cases, businesses think, in cases they've even paid to have things, you know, quote unquote, buttoned down when it comes to their security. But I will tell you right now that they're vulnerable. And how do I know this? And some of you may or may not know, you know, all of my background, you know, being in small business and having to do a lot of these things yourself when you've got, you know, really no ability to call and pay somebody $100 an hour plus some, you know, 30 years ago even to do these things. You learn how to do this stuff on your own. And I also can tell you that doing business in, you know, Boulder and Fort Collins like I did for all the years that I did, you know, let's face it, Boulder is sort of a, Charlie, how would I say it? Sort of a small Silicon Valley. So, you know, out in California, there's a lot of tech companies in that Silicon Valley. That's why they called it Silicon Valley. Well, I also know that in Boulder, because of the likes of, you know, IBM and Storage Tech back in the day, and Exabyte, which was formed in Boulder out of a bunch of old IBM folks, and on we go. There were lots and lots of high-tech individuals in the Boulder area, and by the way, still are. It's kind of that mini Silicon Valley of the country. And what I know is because of having a lot of customers that were in these different fields, that I will tell you that by talking to these folks, even 15, 20 years ago, they could tell you who was vulnerable and who wasn't. And it was really fascinating dialogue that I used to have with these individuals, and letting me know who, you know, what type of companies were vulnerable and who wasn't. And really what it boiled down to is not necessarily, in fact, in most cases, it wasn't the money that these companies spent to have a more robust network. It was knowledge. Plain and simple, it came down to who were they hiring, who was smarter than the next guy, and were they constantly developing and working on their networks to make sure they were secure? That's what it really boiled down to. It wasn't how much money they were throwing at it, because we all know that the government spends gobs and gobs and gobs of money on things that, frankly, they're as vulnerable as the, you know, the private sector is. And that's been proven over and over again. So just because it's a, you know, network that's run by the government doesn't mean that it's secure. And we talked about that in depth on Thursday with the gentleman that called in. Rachel, you know, had some context there. Rachel Keene, conservative mama, and a particular gentleman, Sean was his name, called in on Thursday. You can go back and listen to that podcast, by the way. I don't remember, Charlie, I'm sorry, I've slept too many days since then. Was that in the 4 or 5 o'clock hour that we, I think it was 5 o'clock hour that we talked to him, if I'm not mistaken. I'll have to go back and look, but I think it was the 5 o'clock hour. You can go back and listen to that podcast. It'll be on the website, by the way, rushtoreason.com. Ann will have it listed there. 5:30. So around 5:30 mark, Charlie just said. So you can go back and listen to the third hour on Thursday. And essentially, this particular gentleman, who is an ex-military individual who really understands this end of things, he worked on, you know, the missile defense end of things and so on in during his career. And he was the first to tell us that we're vulnerable as a country in a lot of different areas. So yeah, I know I've gone a little long on this update on the, you know, pipeline ransomware being recovered. But again, I wish that we were secure enough on the front side that these folks had no ability to do what they did in the first place. That's what I would like, because I'm here to tell you that we have got, you know, power companies, water companies, a lot of the infrastructure that we have in this country. And by the way, I'm not saying anything that the Russians and the Chinese and other people around the world don't already know. There are huge vulnerabilities across the board in our infrastructure coast to coast? And the answer is, by the way, not necessarily spending more money. The answer is hiring the right individuals that know how to keep a system secure. And I think, I'm just going to say it, there are a lot of folks in the IT world that pose and claim to know a lot of things that, quite frankly, they don't. This is probably a topic that I need to bring some experts in and really get into some depth with. But I will tell you right now, from what I know and understand and the folks that I've talked to over the years, there are a lot of people that will claim to know certain things when it comes to the robustness of a network that really, at the end of the day, are buying off-the-shelf goods, software, if you would, to protect networks. And we just learned that here recently with the big, huge, you know, cloud-based security system that a lot of folks were using that turned out to be nothing more than a bunch of hackers from Russia that were selling these things. And it ended up being a huge issue for the U.S. government and others. So, again, folks, it's not the amount of money that companies spend to make their networks more robust and, you know, ransomware-proof or hack-proof. It really does come down to the individuals they're hiring and what's their knowledge level. That's what I'll tell you. So I want to come back, talk about the vaccine lottery winner. And another topic I want to get into here this hour as well is there were some rescued hikers that happened just over this past weekend. That was something that got talked about on Drive Radio a little bit this past weekend. And I want to talk about that as well. Golden Eagle Financial, though, is next. Al Smith, he would love to help you with your financial future and the planning of. And, you know, Andy brought it up the other day. I kept saying if your financial advisor hasn't called you at least once during COVID, Andy added to that, which to his credit, if they haven't contacted you multiple times during COVID, you do not have the right financial advisor. And I'll keep saying that. And if that's you and you're in need of somebody to help you guide through that retirement process, give Al a call today. Find him at klzradio.com or 303-744-1128.
Walk out of Al Smith's office feeling great about your retirement plan. Think about how you feel after talking to your current financial advisor. Worried that you might run out of money. Uncertain about whether or not you've saved enough. Confused about what sort of budget you'll have in retirement. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, will help you strategize so the money you've already saved will meet your future goals. Tell Al Smith how much you currently have in your 401k or IRA. He will show you how to make that money last. Reinvesting your nest egg into alternative tax-free accounts will preserve your wealth for the future. You've done well setting money aside all those years. Now you just need to know the next step. Find out how your years of saving will fit into your retirement plan. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, folks, Barber's Foods, and we know that Father's Day, by the way, only a couple of weekends away, not this Sunday, but the following. Make sure that you're ready to go for whatever kind of a backyard barbecue you do. Typically, that's what happens on Father's Day. And make sure that you've got everything stocked up, ready to go. And on top of that, some of the meat shortages that potentially could be coming down the pike. And we'll be watching for those as well. But just get stocked up and buy the best meat possible. And I do mean that. It really is the best meat. That's Barber's Foods. And the website is barbersfoods.com. Everything is there listed. If there's something you don't see, you can call and still get something sent to you. And by the way, you can be in-state, out-of-state. Depends on where you're at as to how the delivery works. Ask them today, barbersfoods.com.
It's time to get out the grill for some all-natural, mouth-watering meats raised right here at home from Barber's Foods. For over 70 years in Colorado, Barber's Foods has stayed true to their mission to provide their customers with only the highest quality organic, antibiotic-free meats from family farms they know personally. So whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from and the families who raise the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center, or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native-owned and operated. Barber'sFoods.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
The mask is like a security blanket for the left. It's their message. Look at us. Look what we're doing. If A, the masks didn't really do anything anyway, and B, if you've had the virus, you could have antibodies forever. And people are just fed up.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Jersey Joe, by the way, is listening, and he sent me something on Bitcoin, so thanks, Joe, for doing so. Looks like it's just down slightly today, 35,474 at the open, 34,461 at the close. That's per Bitcoin, by the way. The high was back in April at 63,237. Elon Musk, by the way, had a lot to do with the droppage of that, and something else we'll talk to a lot of the folks that we bring on investor-wise when it comes to cryptocurrency and so on. And I think, to me personally, the verdict is still out on whether cryptocurrency is going to be, you know, is it here to stay? Yes. Is it going to replace the way we, you know, handle our money, not only in this country but others? I think the verdict is out on that, and honestly, I do not have a personal opinion on that one way or the other. I think there's a long way to go before there would be any sort of a substantial replacement of, you know, said currencies around the country, but around the world, I should say, but time will tell. So, all right, vaccine lottery winner, which, as I read this, what do I have to say? It's unnerving to me personally that we are now bribing people, which is what this is. We are bribing people to get a vaccine. Now, the people thrown into the lottery, and Charlie, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's anybody that's had a vaccine, and as long as you've been registered properly with the state, you get thrown into the mix of somebody that could win the vaccine or win the lottery for the vaccine. So on Friday, Governor Polis announced that Sally Slinger of Mead was the first $1 million lottery winner of the Colorado Comeback Cash. She says the odds of me and my family being given $1 million overnight seemed impossibly small. She said at a news conference Friday at the governor's residence, even with this winning, I'm still having a hard time believing our luck of the draw. Now, I don't know that it says here, I'm trying to read through this quickly, when she actually got her doses, by the way, in March and April. So she is one, this is interesting, by the way, she is one that was not coerced, bribed into getting a vaccine. So she got the lottery payout, was in it long before the lottery was announced. And I think probably, Charlie, the reason they did that is I doubt if they could have legally, and I don't know all the legalities of how the lottery and that works, but I doubt if they could have done that for just new doses given since it was announced. Charlie said they cannot do that. What's interesting here is that folks that were not enticed to get it have won. Almost ironic in a way. And I've said all along, and it's still, I'm going to continue to say it, when we get to the point that we have to convince people through monetary gain, bribery, in other words, to get a vaccine, because otherwise they wouldn't be getting it, is it really that important? Now, I realize there's other things that happen in life where there's some, you know, quote-unquote bribery to get people to do things, but when it comes to an actual vaccine, and again, I use that term loosely, we've talked about that many times on the show, it's really gene therapy, not a vaccine, but, you know, if we got to bribe people to get it, is it really a need? And I will tell you also that, you know, walking around, driving around, you know, experiencing some of the things that I did even this past weekend, I still don't understand two things. Maybe some of you can call in and help me out here. 303-477-5600. Why are people, when no one's around them, compelled to wear a mask outdoors, especially the majority that I see doing this are young people? I saw a guy today on my way here that was wearing a mask, no one around him, and he was probably in his mid-20s just from looking at the individual. Had just been to the grocery store and was looking like he was walking someplace with his groceries. And by the way, this was not in Aurora, this was in Arvada. And as I looked at that, I thought, A, do you realize that probably everything you touched inside the store, if there's a chance of, you know, COVID being spread on surfaces, it's probably there, including the shopping bag that you're, unless you bagged it yourself, the shopping bag that you put your goods in, not counting the goods that are inside of it, especially if there's fruits or vegetables that everybody's already been manhandling. But yet you're going to wear a paper mask outside because you think somehow that's going to protect you. I don't get it, folks. That one I do not get. The other thing I don't get was at the mall, Colorado Mills Mall, Saturday night. And what I don't get there is seeing parents and having their children with masks on in or outside of a store. I don't get it. I don't know whether they haven't been reading like we do here, or they don't listen to the same type of programs like we provide here on Rush to Reason and KLZ, and they're just so fearful that they've got their, you know, in this case, probably a 10 or 11-year-old that I noticed with a mask on. I don't understand, folks. I don't know why you would subject your own kid to something so asinine as to wearing a mask that you know isn't going to do. First of all, they're not susceptible to anything anyways. Now, I know I don't know every circumstance of every kid and whether some kids are immune compromised. I get it. I understand. But I see far too many kids, when we already know what the stats are like when it comes to kids with COVID and how it's spread and so on, we've seen, quote unquote, the science on this, and yet there's still parents out there that somehow or another feel compelled to have their young ones with masks on. I don't get it. I don't think it's the kids wanting to wear them. And if it is, the parents have done a really, really poor job of dispelling the fear that these kids have if they feel compelled to wear a mask. Something else I would like to talk about, maybe I'll do it when I come back here as well, is I can tell you right now that if retailers continue to behave they are right now in regards to the after COVID sides of the fence, they're doomed. And I can share more with you on that as soon as I come back from break, because I'm going to take a call real quick and then we'll go to break and come back. Say again, Charlie. Oh, John's next. Okay, so let me take John and I'll come back and take a break and I'll talk about why I know they're doomed if they keep doing the things that they're doing. John, what's up, sir?
Well, John, it's simple. For 15 months, the mainstream media, which most of these kids watch, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, have all blocked anything that said wearing a mask was no good, and they've been brainwashed through fear. They are so afraid that they're going to get and spread COVID and
true,
die,
true.
Even though the research says they won't,
true.
That's why they're wearing a mask.
Yeah, I just got a text from Dave Hart from RoofMax as well, who basically says the same thing. He doesn't understand why kids are wearing their mask and yet the parents are not. And there's cases I've seen of that as well, John. And I think you're correct, by the way. They've been so inundated by, you know, not only social media, but even, you know, parents and teachers at times, that these kids are scared to death they're going to get COVID and die. Sad.
Everybody. I mean, and they've also peer pressure, mask shaming. Where's your mask? Why don't you have a mask on? You know, we saw it a few months ago when we started saying no more, with people in parking lots and looking at us and dirty looks and saying comments, that when we weren't wearing masks, they're just afraid to step away from the group think. I don't know what happened in the last 20 years to make to take away the individuality of these kids?
That's a great question.
Young adults.
Yeah, like I've said many times, John, you know, we have gone from when I was a kid and you, Charlie, others out there listening, where when we were kids, the majority of bumper stickers, you know, at least up at the college in Boulder and in Fort Collins, you know, the majority of the folks around there had bumper stickers that said question authority. In fact, I can remember asking my dad, you know, what is that? You know, I was pretty young. You know, what's that bumper sticker mean? And, you know, my dad gave me the long answer of, you know, what does that mean? And the reality, John, is back then that was the mantra of what was being taught at schools and at colleges and so on was, you know, question everything, question authority. That's reversed. We don't question anything now, John.
No, they're afraid to question it because, I mean, you see all these different videos and everything out there on social media where if someone questions anybody, they're immediately ostracized, and you know what you're called if you question authority. What's the word you're called right away? Oh, you must be a racist.
Yeah, you're a racist.
If you question anybody.
Yeah.
First, you know, that's one of the first cards they play, or you're ignorant, or you're a Trumpist. You know.
No, I was just going to say it was one of those three. My first answer, John, was going to be, oh, you must be a Trump supporter. That was going to be my first answer.
Well, that's what, you know, you can take them in any order.
True.
You know, whatever you do.
True.
I mean, I talked to my nephew, and he's a New York City cop, and they're still supposed to be wearing masks in New York City, and he says he doesn't even bother because he's not going to get into it with somebody over a mask. If they don't want to wear a mask, let them.
More power to him.
Like, yeah. I got more important things to do.
You know, I've kind of noticed that, and this is, by the way, the plus side of things, and I've been to the mountains and other places here, you know, last several weeks since, you know, really everything. In fact, it's amazing, John, even in Breckenridge, which I was up over the weekend at, it's amazing, even there, nobody's wearing, I mean, you might run across one person out of 100 that has a mask on. Other than that, nobody's wearing them. It's just like everything vanished overnight.
And if, you know, I look at it from this point of view. If one person in 100 is wearing a mask, maybe they are immunocompromised,
right,
and they're worried about getting,
correct,
sick. And if you want to wear a mask, fine, but don't push it on me.
Right. Right. Now,
that's
I will say this, that even after being at the mall on Saturday night and so on, even those that were wearing masks, which, by the way, are in the minority, John, even indoors. I mean, it is the minority. I mean, there's not that many people now wearing them. I will say that nobody's giving them the evil eye, and they're not giving the evil eye back to anybody. So you know what? If they want to wear one, knock your socks off. Have fun.
Maybe they're starting to realize that they're not going to win the fight anymore because they're in the minority. So they're just saying, well, I'm going to do it because I'm better than you, but I'm not going to say anything.
Could be.
I don't know.
It's amazing to me, John. And this is the other thing that I find, you know, and granted, I don't watch the, you know, 6 o'clock news at night or the 10 o'clock news.
No,
but
I don't either.
It's amazing, though, John, that even in, you know, social media and a lot of the news places that I get a lot of my information for the show and such, it's like COVID just like all of a sudden, I mean, I know it's not gone because I just talked about the, you know, the lucky lottery winner, but the reality is it is talked about very, very little now.
Oh, and it's because all this stuff is, in my opinion, all this stuff that came out about Fauci and emails and all that stuff we talked about last week, John, they want to pull that out of the, you know, all of a sudden their hero for the last 15 months came out that he told us lies. So now they got to get off that subject. So let's start on something else.
Yeah.
So this morning's big story on, you know, as I was skimming the news sites, was Trump, because he made a speech over the weekend. So it's just, they don't want to tell you the truth. You can't learn. You have to, I look at about three different websites from different point of views before I state my opinion. I listen to different shows. I listen to you. I was listening to another show on another network, and they had totally different points of view. And I'm like, okay, well, at least they're, you know, wrong, but they're not. But the worst one, and I do this, the guy on the Channel 2 in the morning does great weather. He's almost never wrong. But that has got to be the most liberal station out of Denver.
I don't watch it, so you're ahead of me there, John.
Well, and the only reason I watch it is to get that guy's weather. So I got to watch like the first 10 minutes.
Got it.
Weather forecast.
Got it. Sure.
But oh my gosh, they are just so slanted. It's like, how can you do a news broadcast that way? I remember growing up, and you do too, news was never that way. They didn't give you their point of view. They told you who, what, where, when, why, and how, like we were taught in school.
So, John, hey, I did something. I did something over the weekend that I rarely ever do, and I'll just admit this to everybody that's listening right now. We have liberal listeners that listen to the program, and a lot of times they'll use the text line or other various means to send information or different things and questions and so on. So, John, over the weekend, knowing everything that we learned last week about Fauci and the different things that came out, some of the things you just mentioned a moment ago, there was a particular listener where we were going back and forth. And John, I don't normally block texters, but when the other party isn't willing to even go look and read about the things that we're talking about on air and are going to take a position that it's only because of us Trump lovers that, you know, Fauci's even in the position that he's in right now, you know what, you're getting blocked and I'm not going to talk to you anymore, John, because you're so deaf that you can't go look at the real world for what it is. I don't need to converse with you any longer.
And everybody calls us Trump lovers. We don't love Trump. We love what he stood for.
Thank you, John. Thank you. Yes.
You know, actually, Donald Trump is an obnoxious New Yorker who I grew up with 50 guys just like.
Right, right.
But he said the things that we needed to hear.
Yep.
I would love to have a candidate who has his value, you know, has his platform and stuff, but doesn't have that abrasive personality.
Well said.
I guess would be the term.
John, I got to run to break. Well said. Good stuff. I enjoy talking to you. We'll talk to you again later in the week, I'm sure. Have a great evening, and we will be back. Don't go anywhere. Up next, I've got American National Insurance, my agent, Paul Leuenberger, who I talked to actually before the show today. He's a great guy. He'd love to help you with anything you've got, whether that be your current home, second home, rental home. You need renter's insurance. You've got other things you've added into the portfolio, jet skis, RVs, whatever it happens to be. Paul can insure all of that for you and save you money at the same time. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance offers a rebate program unlike any other. Every year that you don't file a claim, you get a certain percentage of your money back. Just one example of how Paul Leuenberger, the personal insurance agent of John Rush, keeps your rates so low. He rewards his customers for their diligence and responsibility. Paul can also help you strategize about when to file a claim and when to pay out of pocket so you save more money in the long run. You don't want to shop online for insurance because you have no idea what you're buying. You need Paul Leuenberger with American National, the no surprises insurance agent. Call 303-662-0789. That's 303-662-0789 and ask Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance for details about his unique rebate program for home and auto insurance. Talk to somebody with the expertise to advise you so you get the coverage you expect.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, and folks, people will go nuts over your stuff when you're not here any longer, so leave that in order the way you want it to happen, and you do that with an estate. Call Michael today, 720-394-6887.
Michael Bailey gives you a measure of control in the face of an unknown future. KLZ's mobile estate planner considers you the only expert on your life, so he will ensure everyone carries out your wishes alone. Instead of exposing your assets to the whims of legislators or family members, your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law gives you the final say. You can't predict the future, but you can decide who controls your assets. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/estate.
There's good inflation and there's bad inflation. Everyday hardworking Americans are experiencing bad inflation, and it is caused by the terrible governmental policies of the Harris-Biden-Obama-Rice administration. Kim Munson here. Tuesday, author, speaker, and nationally known commentator Helen Raleigh dissects the harmful effects of bad public policy on folks just trying to get ahead. She'll explain how the Washington Post manipulated inflation numbers by not including food and gas in their reporting. Learn more Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., and 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Keep freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion alive by contributing to support The Kim Munson Show at KimMunson.com. That's MONSON.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, welcome back. Craig joining us now. Craig, welcome. How are you, sir?
All right, John. How are you?
Good, sir.
hey, on this, people having their children wearing masks, I think there's always been a certain element in this country where you've had helicopter parents that, you know, wanted nothing of any kind of harm to come to their children, whether it was playing on the playground or whatever. I think, you know, the whole mask wearing thing fits right into that mentality as well. And I've also known people through marriage that when they raised their children, they carried, this is pre-COVID, far before COVID, carried around a bottle of hand sanitizer, and everything these children touched, their hands were immediately wiped with some hand sanitizer. And to the best of my knowledge, these children had all kinds of health issues where they couldn't fight off a cold.
Makes sense.
Because they had they had no immunity to anything, no immune system.
Makes sense. I can see that, again, not being a doctor, but reading enough about this through COVID and everything, Craig, on top of that, just the, let, folks, those of you that may not know this, that haven't read this, it's okay to occasionally use hand sanitizer, Craig, but using it, you know, in, you know, over and over and over and over again every single day also is not good, because people don't realize, Craig, that what's in hand sanitizer, there are blood-borne, you know, carcinogens, if you would, that are in hand sanitizers that frankly are not good for your health either. So what you think you might be gaining by getting rid of the stuff on your hands, using it over and over again is also not good for your health.
And I think your skin cells will absorb to a certain amount of whatever you touch.
That's right.
Whatever you bathe with, whatever your pores come in contact with.
Well, you know, Craig, case in point, why do you think that nicotine patches and things like that work? If your skin didn't absorb those things, those patches would be ineffective. So, yes, very much that case.
It's just, you know, again, you have to build up an immune system, and I think we probably have quite a few people right now that have a lowered immune system because of the mask wearing and the hand sanitizer.
Agree.
And the only thing that I can give you as an example where I work, I'm kind of responsible for keeping the hand soaps and the, the hand sanitizer out on the, you know, the bathroom counters and such. And even during the peak of the COVID fear, people were using the hand sanitizer to some degree, but right now I have not had to restock hand sanitizer for months.
Good.
And most of the people I worked with did not wear masks. We didn't work in extreme close proximity to each other, so the social distancing, I think, worked just fine for us, and I don't recall anybody getting COVID during this whole past year.
Interesting. Well, you guys hear me talk about this all the time, Craig. You're on the same boat here. I think we're going to find lots of things as we go down the road here with what happened this past year. And, you know, but you know, not only the things you and I are talking about right now on the health side of the fence, but just the, you know, new learned behavior and some of the things that have changed through COVID that I think are going to have negative impacts on down the road for, you know, not only industry, but other things, which the downsides to what we did this past year are going to far outweigh what anybody thought are the upsides.
And I noticed here recently, I think there was a notice, if you've been watching any of the hockey, the games, the Canadian teams have been completely isolated from playing the United States teams.
Right.
All the Canadian teams stayed in Canada, U.S. teams stayed in the United States. But now we're getting to the point in the playoffs where the two countries are going to eventually meet as the playoff bracket continues.
Right.
And, like, for example, the game in Las Vegas last night with the Avalanche, full capacity in T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas. I think we're getting close to that at the Ball Arena
where
the Avalanche play. But if you've watched, the Canadian teams have had no spectators in their arenas, but presto changeo, of course, as the playoffs come about, we're probably going to allow fans, you know, where they were so afraid to have any, you know, contagions, I guess you want to call it, between the border. Now, just because the playoffs are here, okay, we're going to go ahead and open things up. So it seems like a lot of financial reasons determine what decisions are made as well.
Yep, you got it. Craig, with that, I'm going to leave you because I think you are spot on. Real quick, folks, before I take a break, here are some of the things that are wrong. By the way, to recap, hand sanitizers, which I just looked this up as Craig was talking, and not that hard to figure this out. This is a very easy Googleable. Maybe that's not the right word, but you can find these answers. Number one, dry skin. Number two, accelerated aging. Number three, damaged skin from using too much. Antibiotic resistance. Unknown chemicals. That's what I was just talking to Craig about a moment ago. A weakened immune system because of the things Craig just mentioned a moment ago as well. And the fact is, they just don't work as well as washing your hands with soap and water. I am a guy that rarely ever uses a hand sanitizer because I can't stand the way it makes my skin feel, by the way. My hands, I'm that guy. I'm very particular. I'll go wash my hands 10 times over using any kind of a hand sanitizer. There's rare occasions where I use a hand sanitizer because I just don't like what it does, frankly. So, all right, well, let's do this. A Good Shop is up next, folks, and they want to help you with all of your collision needs. If you've been involved in an accident of any kind, they're there to help, including full details. You name it, they're there to help. 720-541-7697.
Al and his team at A Good Shop advocate for you behind the scenes so you can live your life. You may not understand the complicated details of your auto body insurance claim. You just want your vehicle back to pre-accident condition in a reasonable amount of time. Once you drop off your vehicle at A Good Shop, they will take it from there as you are updated throughout the repair process. Al and Jamie Sturm earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others so they can provide the parts recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. They will work with your insurance company to replace parts that are best for your vehicle. A Good Shop wants to fix your vehicle right, so they contact parts suppliers so your insurance dollars stretch even further. Meanwhile, you keep living your life. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/collision for $100 off your repairs.
Managers control their employees. Leaders empower them. John Rush will teach you how to run your business as a leader, not manager, so you have the freedom to do what you love. You went into business for yourself because you wanted freedom, but right now your business couldn't last one day without your involvement. Learn how to stop micromanaging and give your employees more responsibility so you can step back and enjoy yourself. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
Raise money to rescue trafficked girls. Join me, Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial, Saturday, June 12th at Raccoon Creek Golf Course as we golf for freedom. Your donation will help support Joy International in the rescue, restoration, and reintegration of children, teens, and young adults affected by trafficking. Sign up now at klzradio.com/money and receive a free copy of my book, 18 Holes to Retirement. It's a short but interesting book. Let's golf for freedom together, Saturday, June 12th at Raccoon Creek Golf Course on Bowles in Littleton. Register now at klzradio.com/money.
Welcome back. Rush to Reason, Denver's afternoon. Rush, Sean from Extreme joining us today on this absolutely beautiful Monday. Sean, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you, John?
I'm good. I'm glad the warm weather's here. It makes you guys, I'm assuming, much busier because my trips to the mountains here the last few weekends, especially this last weekend, Sean, with all the heat, I wish I could count and tell you that it was only on one hand, but I saw so many vehicles on the way up the pass and then, you know, back down on the side of the road. And granted, I don't know what all the problems were, but I can only imagine. And the majority of those, by the way, can be avoided.
Absolutely. A lot of overheating issues, I'm assuming. And I don't know about you, John, but this weekend I saw a few tire issues.
Oh, a lot. Yeah. Actually saw, even on the way down here today, Sean, I actually saw two vehicles even along, you know, 225. And I realize there can be road debris and things like that. But it's interesting that you watch, you know, all of the other vehicles that roll by and they're not on the side of the road and yet one is. And folks listening, please know this. Now, a new tire does not always guarantee you that you're not going to have a flat, you know, when running over something. But Sean, you and I both know that the thicker the tread, and depending upon where, you know, said item would land in the tread, your chances of not having a flat tire, at least immediately with good tires, is far better than those that are bald.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, obviously you got less, you know, more to penetrate with a new tire. And like you said, a lot of them are, you know, a little tougher nowadays too.
Well, and you just, to your point a moment ago, you just have more material there. Mm-hmm. And again, I think folks, you know, tend to forget that. Now, am I opposed to running a, you know, a little bit skinnier tire in the summer if you're trying to get things, you know, ran out. And what I would say on that, Sean, and I know you would too, is it depends. It depends on what you're going to be doing during the summer. Are you headed to the mountains back and forth quite a bit? Are you going to go on a trip?
On your boat?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to be doing multiple things, then, you know, having good tires in the summer is as important as it is in the wintertime.
Absolutely. I would venture to say you're probably putting more miles on the summer than you are in the winter.
Good point. Good point. Yeah. Okay, so talk to us real quick about tires. I know you guys do Cooper tires. Talk about that, the deal. And I know it seems like we wear that out, but there's always new listeners and folks that are joining us, or even folks that are just passing through that, you know, they need to know what the deal is as well.
Yeah. Well, we are a Cooper tire dealer, and we can get any tires, but we do sell Coopers at cost. And we do, you know, we can beat just about anybody out there price-wise. Right now, starting the 10th of this month, we actually do have a rebate coming up through the 5th of July. And you can get up to $100 off of qualifying tires. If you buy four of them, you get $100 off of the Discoverer Rugged Tracks. And then it's $50 off for the Cooper CS5 series and the SRX series, more of a SUV type. So, yeah.
So either $100 off or $50 off, depending upon what you need.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Awesome.
So we always have been, like I said, we always sell them at cost anyway, so it's always a great, great time to get them here. And we do have, you know, roadside, you know, services and all that good stuff. Road Warrior. You know what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah, no, I get you. No, road hazard and all that to go along with it.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, you're covered. If you do, you know, run into the one of those nails or something like that, you know, we can get you taken care of at no charge and get you back on the road.
You know, Sean, one of the other things that I notice this time of the year, and I know I'm not nitpicking here because it is something that I think we need to make more folks aware of. And I talked about this some this past Saturday on Drive Radio. And Sean, that is, you know, folks that are towing trailers. And I can always, for the most part, maybe always is a strong word, but for the most part, I can tell by looking at how a rig is set up whether somebody tows a lot or hardly ever tows, or is a what I would call the, you know, virgin, you know, tow vehicle where they've never had a trailer behind the vehicle before and they're setting out on a, you know, some sort of an adventure, whether that be with a U-Haul trailer or a camper RV, something along those lines. And it's interesting, Sean, this past weekend, I mean, I could pick out, you know, numerous cases where you look at how everything is hooked up and how they're going down the road, and frankly the fact that they're probably driving faster than they ought to be for whatever the conditions are, and that's a whole nother topic for another day. But my point is this: you guys have the ability to help with the proper setup of tow vehicle and trailer. And I'll tell you that, Sean, there's a lot of folks out there that they go and buy a trailer, and I'm not knocking trailer guys, I mean, they're trying to sell a product and I get that, but you know, do you really want to rely on them telling you how everything should be set up, or do you want somebody like you guys at Extreme that are professionals that know exactly how it's supposed to be done and make sure things are dialed in before you set it on the road?
Yeah, you're right. You know, if you ever have any questions, feel free to call us. If you're buying one, you know, make sure that your vehicle, number one, can tow it.
Right.
Like you said, you don't want to rely on a salesman to, you know, sell you something that you don't feel safe with, you know, down the road. But, yeah, we can always take a look at it and make sure you're set up the right way. Make sure all your lights are working and you know, you're good to go.
The other thing I know you guys do as well, Sean, is, you know, when it comes to even some vehicles where maybe the power of the vehicle and maybe its weight rating is even such that it's hauling, you know, it's okay to haul what you've got behind it, but there's load leveling devices and things like that that I think folks don't realize are on the market that I know you guys have access to where if need be and you need to do some leveling up of something, you know, rear of the vehicle or what have you, you have the ability to help in that area as well, right?
Yes, we do. We do a lot of rear suspensions, airbags. So they can help you out. If you got that big load on there, you just hit a button and, you know, the air takes over and levels you off and make sure you go down the road safely.
And folks, again, I can't tell you how many vehicles this past weekend I saw, you know, trucking up and down the mountain. And I will just tell you, Sean, if they're not hooked up correctly and I can see things aren't right, I do my best to stay away from those vehicles because they're the ones that, you know, if there's going to be an accident, it's typically going to come out of those types of vehicles where they're just not set up correctly. And I don't think, and again, I'm not trying to knock the trailer dealers at all, Sean, because, again, they're trying to sell a product and I get it. But to your point earlier, is that really who you want to rely on for making sure things are really dialed in and are ultra safe? And in defense of the trailer guys, Sean, they don't know how you've loaded everything once you got the trailer home either. So, you know, you may have left there and everything may have been just fine, but you went home and loaded up the back end of the RV or the truck and the front end of the trailer, and now all of a sudden things are way different than when you left the trailer company.
Sure, sure. Yeah, that does happen. So, like you said, if you want to give us a holler, let us know what you're doing and swing it by, and we can take a look at it and make sure you're safe.
The other thing I can tell you guys that Sean and the guys at Extreme do as well is one last thing, and Sean, we don't talk about this enough either on either one of the programs here, is the trailer brake end of things. You guys have the ability to look at the brakes that are on the trailer, especially if it's something that you've just gotten out of storage, making sure that things are up to speed, they're working correctly, the brake setting itself on the vehicle is, you know, the brake controller is set up correctly and so on. You guys have that ability as well, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We do that a lot. We also do a lot of DOT inspections, so we know how to handle all that kind of stuff for sure.
Perfect. All right, Sean, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
303-841-1071, or they can always go to extremeautorepair.com.
All right, and again, folks, you can go to klzradio.com. There's a form there, too, that you can fill out and get a free tire rotation or some wiper blades as well. Yeah. That's Extreme Auto Repair. Again, find them at klzradio.com. Sean, we're finally into summer. I'm glad. Yeah. I'm ready for the weather change as well. And, you know, next time we'll talk, it'll be right around the 4th of July. So you guys have a great June, okay?
Yeah, as well.
Thanks, Sean. As always, I appreciate it. All right, and folks, again, Sean, thanks. I really appreciate you joining us today. And along the automotive lines as well, and Sean will attest to this, you've got to be able to see well. Doesn't matter whether you've got a crack, a pit, or you just need an entire windshield, Novus Auto Glass is there for you. And folks, man, I will tell you, thanks a lot for filling out the form on klzradio.com. A lot of you do that. In fact, every time I mention it, there's at least one person that goes and actually fills the form out and gets the free windshield bandages. Band-aids, we call them. And it's what it does is it's a way of protecting that pit or the crack that's in the window until you can get to Novus and actually get that fixed. It gives you a better repair overall. And again, you can get those free by just going to klzradio.com, look for Novus, fill it out, and we'll get those sent off to you. Anything else you need, though, full repair, replacement, whatever. They work with all insurance companies. That's Novus Auto Glass. Find them at RushToReason.com. Look for the Novus link. And when you do, please tell them you heard them on Rush to Reason.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. Little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, welcome back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 56. Again, yeah, thanks to the guys at Extreme for all that they do. They've been a great partner of ours, and I appreciate them very much. Speaking of vehicles, and Charlie and I were just talking about this during the break, there was a very deadly crash. Not that there's any difference between dead, but this one was more, I think, more deadly because a woman hit a deer on I-25 near Castle Pines, but the chain reaction of that, not only did she die, but 12 other individuals were injured, and the police basically said it was just a chaotic scene is what they said, quote unquote. It happened at 12:53 a.m. And folks, I will tell you, and for a lot of you that are listening, where a lot of this, I believe, comes from is just especially when we're talking about that time of the day, people are just driving too fast. I've witnessed it over and over again, coming up and down the passes. And for a lot of you out of staters, by the way, when you're driving up and down the mountains and the passes, you really need to be paying attention to your speed, where you're at, the incline, and so on. And we'll talk more about that in the coming days and weeks ahead, of course, because of the time of the year that we're in. But guys, with that, that is hour number one done and over with. If you're listening to our replay hour, we appreciate it very much. Enjoy the rest of your evening. We've got hour two is next. Myself, Charlie Grimes. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.